To have is hebben. H-E-B-B-E-N. Hebben. Hebben. So what would be we have?
We hebben.
We hebben. We have it.
We hebben het.
We hebben het. How would you say we have it for him?
We hebben het voor hem.
We hebben het voor hem. And how would you say we don't have it for him?
We hebben het niet voor hem.
We hebben het niet voor hem. Good.
Would you say we hebben het voor hem niet?
No. The het usually goes before the niet. Like je and het go before the niet. Yeah? So we have it not for him. Yeah? We hebben het niet voor hem. So the niet comes after the het, but before the voor hem. So to have is
hebben.
Hebben. Uh-huh. What do you think I have would be?
Ik heb.
Ik heb. I have it.
Ik heb het.
Ik heb het. How would you say, don't you have it?
Heb je het niet?
Heb je het niet? Have you it not? Heb je het niet? No need for the don't and do's. Never, never, never with the questions. Yeah, that's only a modern English thing. You don't need it.
Is hebben with two B's or
it
two
is.
P's?
No, ah, two B's. Two
because
B's.
It almost
hebben.
Sounds like P when it's shortened.
That's right.
It's very short.
Yeah, ich heb. The B's at the end also a bit, sound a bit like P's, don't they? Ich heb. That's right. It's not stressed like in English. You say web, don't you? But
yes.
We don't do that. It's just short. Ich heb it. So how would you say, why don't you have it?
Waarom heb je het niet?
Waarom heb je het niet? How would you say, what do you have?
Wat heb je?
Wat heb je? Which could also mean, what have you got? Yeah, what have you got? What have you? What have you got? Okay, simply, what have you?
Wat heb je?
Wat heb je? What do you have for me would be?
Wat heb je voor me?
That's it. What have you got for me? What do you have for me? Wat heb je voor me? What is not? The word for not.
Niet.
Niet. Okay. And nothing is niets. N-I-E-T-S. Niets. Nothing. So, how would you say I have nothing?
Ik heb niets.
Ik heb niets. How would you say we have nothing for you?
We hebben niets voor je.
We hebben niets voor je. How would you say I want nothing? I don't want anything.
Ik wil niets.
Ik wil niets. How would you say, I don't want to drink anything? I want to drink nothing.
Ik wil niets drinken.
Good. Ik wil niets drinken. Now, nothing is niets. And something is part of nothing. Because it's iets. Huh. So we have iets for something and niets for nothing. And the iets is I-E-T-S, iets. So nothing is niets, and something is smaller. And the itsy-bitsy thing, iets. Okay. So how would you say, I have something?
Ik heb iets.
Ik heb iets. How would you say, do you have something for me?
Heb je iets voor me?
Now the B of heb really should be pronounced as a P. Heb. Ik heb. Ik heb. Yeah? So, I have something is?
Ik heb.
Ik heb.
Iets.
Iets. And do you have something for me is?
Heb je iets voor me?
Heb je iets voor me? Good, that's much better. How do you say, we want something to drink?
We willen iets drinken.
We willen iets drinken. How do you say, I don't understand it?
Ik begrijp het niet.
Ik begrijp het niet. I understand it not, yes. I don't understand anything or nothing would be?
Ik begrijp niets.
Ik begrijp niets. That's it. How would you say, I don't want to have anything?
Ik wil niets hebben.
Very good. Ik wil niets hebben. I want to have nothing, not anything. How would you say, I don't want to drink anything?
Ik wil niets drinken.
Ik wil niets drinken.